This is the Global Economic Commodities Scrap Metal and Recycling Report by our Bentley Roll-Off Trailer and Lugger Truck, June 7th, 2021. U.S. weekly crude steel production rose to 1.836 million tons, near a one-year high. Constrained supply is hurting other parts of the economy, though. For a bit of history, here is U.S. steel production going back to the 1960s. The all-time high was May 1973. A more recent high was the summer of 2008. China now makes about the amount of steel in a month than the U.S. makes in a year. WTI crude oil price rose to $69.62 a barrel, the highest in 2.5 years on a strong economic recovery. OPEC said it is premature to increase supply. The U.S. weekly oil rig count was unchanged at 359, down 77.6% from 2014's high. Higher prices and higher demand are slowly increasing rigs. Scrap steel number one HMS price rose to about $465 a gross ton on good supply, but even stronger demand. Hot rolled coil steel price rose to $82.36 per hundredweight, a new record high on short supply and good demand. Prices could stay high until Q4 of this year or into 2022. Copper price fell to $4.52 a pound, but is still high as China demand is down a bit and on good supply. Alumina price rose to $1.10 a pound, which is $2,432 a metric ton, near a multi-year high on low inventories and good demand. Eurozone May manufacturing PM index was revised higher to 63.1, a new record on rapid gains in new orders, but bottlenecks were problematic. Output inflation was the fastest in more than 18 years. Canadian Q1 2021 GDP expanded at 5.6% annualized. It was very fast, but below forecast. U.S. April factory orders shrank 0.6% versus March, the first negative in 12 months, led by slowing transportation equipment orders. The good news is, excluding transportation, it was up 0.5%. U.S. May new jobs report added 559,000 jobs, which was below forecast. Hospitality and education added the most. COVID concerns and government subsidies are keeping people home. U.S. May unemployment rate fell to 5.8%, the lowest since March 2020, but still well above the 3.5% of February 2020. It's still tough to hire as 9.32 million people remain unemployed. U.S. IBD TIPP June Consumer Economic Optimism Index rose to 56.4, the highest since pre-COVID, as people were positive about the U.S. economy and their personal finances. Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 227 points to 34,756, on strong growth, but weaker than expected jobs. Less jobs have the Feds keeping interest rates lower for a longer period of time. Need to reduce scrap metal transportation costs? Carry about 6,000 pounds more per load in 20 to 80 yard boxes. Buy a Bentley Bridgemaster 80,000 GVW roll-off trailer versus a standard trailer. The Bridgemaster is made from robust, high-strength, optimized steel, which brings a lower tear weight. As always, feel free to call or email me with any questions, and we hope all have a safe and profitable week.